Kelly Rowland on the phone, y'all. Yeah. Kelly, congratulations on your new album coming out next week.
Tomorrow.
What the hell I'm talking about?
You just got nervous like you do because the bow-legged thing.
Damn.
Hey, Kelly, talk a good game in stores tomorrow.
I'm so excited.
I know.
We excited for you. So tell let everybody know what's to be expected.
It's a very sexy record. It's a very honest record. You know, I just wanted to be really honest on this album. And that's why I said talk a good game. Well, I'm talking a good game, but everything I'm talking about, I can back it up. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And it seems like you really peeled back a lot of layers on this album out. Like, one of the tracks is, you know, obviously getting a lot of buzz is that Dirty Laundry joint where you was just kind of talking about just the competitiveness, even though it was friendly amongst you and your sisters, you know, in Destiny's Child. Like, you know, what was Beyoncé's initial reaction to hearing the record?
She was very supportive of the record. You know, it's so funny because people directly go to, you know, jealousy with that song. And it's more so about my journey of finding exactly what I want to do, where I want to go. And that for a moment for me was really hard. But it was a very honest record. And it's so cool because a lot of people have, like, written down their dirty laundry online, and I've read some of it, and it's so cool how music is supposed to do that. It's supposed to be infectious. It's supposed to inspire. So I just feel like I'm doing my job.
Well, we are so proud of you, too, Kelly. And how's it been? Because you're shooting the first season on The X Factor here, right? How's it been working with Simon?
Simon is crazy, and I love him for being crazy. I love him for being honest, and I'm really learning a lot from him. And Demi Lovato, her spirit has been here before, and Paulina has this saying now where she says, oh, I like it, baby. It's so cute. So it's been a blast. I'm having so much fun.
Hey, Kelly. All right, now, Kelly, so we're talking with you now. You know, girl, we love Dirty Laundry. We love, and we didn't hear so much about, you know, you writing about the song and what have you. Now, you know, people were saying that Roy Williams was the guy, your ex-boyfriend, that allegedly, you know, abused you and what have you, and he spoke out and said no, that it wasn't him and what have you. So how do you feel about all that madness coming out, people saying that, you know, it was Roy, it was this guy, it was that guy, and you respond to the answer and let us know who it really was?
I think that it's nobody's business. I think that enough was shared. I think that when people start to, you know, go into who's who and what's and everything, just leave it alone. It's a story. I decided to share a truth. You don't have to know everything. There's enough. And I think that nowadays people want to know everything. And you just need to fall back.
And speaking of that, Kelly, falling back, is Beyonce pregnant, girl?
What?
Is Beyonce pregnant?
Fall back.
That's right.
Fall back.
Hey, so other than that, are you planning on touring, doing any type of tour anytime soon, or how many weeks do you tape The X Factor?
I'll be pretty busy with The X Factor, but I'm doing spot dates here and there. But I definitely plan on touring next year after the record is out, and you know, talk a good game is. You know, definitely, I can perform all the songs. That's what's so crazy. Me and Dream did a tour for about a week and a half on the East Coast, and we had so much fun. And now we want to finish it, of course, and I was supposed to finish it, but when the opportunity for X Factor came, finally gave me a deal I couldn't say no to.
I know that's right. Get that money. Hey, so you know we still want to do that gig down in Miami, do that morning show live out on the water. So
I still want to do that.
Okay, so we still working on, you know, if we can get Derek Baker to call us back.
What you want Kelly to wear? What you think she should wear?
Anything to show off the bow legs.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Kelly, you be getting into him so hard. Kelly, you murdered the Super Bowl. It's like my all-time favorite. I play that back. I play that back, and I always play back the Alabama Notre Dame game. But when they go to commercial, I go back to the Super Bowl halftime show right when Kelly came out.
Because, Kelly, it always looked like you finna fall, girl, but that other leg coming to catch you, girl. You be looking hot.
It's a deer leg.
Yeah, speaking of fashion, too, Miss Kelly, girl, that's what I wanted to ask. You going to give us fashion on X Factor?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay,
what else
honey.
What I give you, I wouldn't give you nothing less.
Cause that's why I'm gonna watch it, just to see what you're gonna be wearing, honey. You know I gotta watch that.
Word. We on the line right now with Kelly Rowland. You are definitely in your stride right now on this album. You've had a string of successful singles. Beyonce, I guess, is gonna drop an album shortly after yours. Now the question that everybody, I'm pretty sure, wants to know is: after y'all drop your solo efforts, will Destiny's Child reunite and possibly not necessarily go back on the road together as Destiny's Child, but like even like go out there and y'all rock y'all single hits and then mix it together with the Destiny's Child stuff, kind of like how New Edition does?
Oh my gosh, that would be so cool. We haven't talked about it, to be honest, but I think it would be, the way you just set that up was so clean.
That's money. That's cash money.
But that would be a lot of fun. I think that it's not just about the records with Destiny's Child. You know, we had some great performances together. But, I mean, if I had to think about the way, like, we could roll out or whatever, it would definitely be putting out some, you know, a couple of new records and going out on the road, making sure the records are just, you know, blasting it crazy.
That would be so ill. Do you yeah. like keep in touch with any of like the former Destiny's Child members, like, you know, like
I'm sure
LaToya
and
Farrah and Octavia.
Latavia.
Latavia.
I'm sorry.
Did
you say Octavia?
I haven't seen Latavia in a minute, but I know she's pregnant right now. I'm so happy for her. And LaToya, me and LaToya always like see or talk to each other. So she's in the studio actually now, and I heard there's a record that I was supposed to do for the record that she's about to do. It's a dope track, but it would actually sound better on her. I'm so excited for her.
Like, would y'all ever jump on a record together, though? Because that would be crazy. That would get a lot of people talking.
Well, I mean, if the record is right. You know, if it's the right record, it has to be the right record. You know, I want to do the same thing with Brand. You know, Brand and I talk about doing a record all the time, and we love the same artist, and we just haven't found the right record yet.
You mean Brandy?
Yes. I'm sorry, Brandy.
Okay.
She gave her a nickname that nobody else knew.
Everybody says, okay, well, I say Brandy. Sorry. Brandy and I want to do a record together.
Hey, well, we just want to say that we are so happy for you. We are so proud of you, and it's always an honor to have you on the show. And we're excited about your album coming out tomorrow. Make sure y'all go get it.
You Talk up against a good some... game in stores.
I'm talking about all the fellas that love hey, if you down with the bowleg women, man, you need to go out and get this album tomorrow, dog. Kelly Rowland, we got the president on the phone.
I can't wait till we do our boat trip, man. I'm going to love that. You have no idea.
Hey, we're going to do it. Hey, I'm gonna grill up some stuff. So it's going to be on, and get everybody out that Walmart Moscato.
You're going to have to upgrade that, dog.
Get that cupcake Moscato.
We have to upgrade from Moscato.
Everybody's stomach be hurt.
Hey, Kelly. Kelly, did you send Kim her baby gift?
No, I didn't. I plan on, they wanted me to do something else. Like, they're doing something else with a charity or something like that.
Also, they want y'all gifts.
Yeah, no, I sent them a stroller, and it came back.
Everybody's like, tired of that stroller you done gave to eight different
Yeah, celebrities. I sent it to Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon. It came back. I keep sending
people. You sent it to Halle Berry? Let's give it up for our girl, Kelly Rowland.
Yay!
Hey, a new album, Talk a Good Game, in stores tomorrow, so make sure y'all pick it up.